Yes, we are almost to that special spooky night, Halloween. And in some places, kids are still going door-to-door, trick-or-treating, which is fine if we parents work on keeping kids safe and feeling safe. This from University of Kentucky Extension Child Development Specialist Dr. David Weisenhorn. He says, Halloween is a different experience for people depending on their ages. Older teens and adults in recent years have really gotten gruesome, explicit in their costumes and how they decorate their yards.
And it can be very frightening for young children.
And he said there's a house near him that has bloody body parts hanging all over the yard. So Weisenhorn's advice to parents.
If you have young children, maybe to avoid those homes.
Now, beyond the psychological aspect, he says there can be real safety issues, physical ones involved in trick-or-treating. And so, first off,
children under the age of 12 should certainly be accompanied by an adult. If they're 10 or 11, maybe they walk to the door by themselves from the sidewalk. But younger children should certainly be accompanied the whole way so they're not alone. And even older children, as they get into the teenage years, make sure that they have some friends that they're going around. It's just not a time for anyone to be alone.
Next, with younger children, after dark, they need to be able to be seen, especially by motorists.
Maybe that's as simple as putting a small flashing light. So if we can have something to either clip onto the costume, that way you don't have to alter the costume, or being able to add easy reflective strips to the costume can be very helpful and can add that little bit more safety.
Now, besides being able to be seen, the kids need to be able to see everything around them. And oh, how many times as a kid did I fall on porch steps because I couldn't see them all with the mask on. And so, parents,
make sure that any mask that a child's wearing doesn't restrict their vision to the point to where they could be in danger.
And on the subject of costume,
make sure that the costume is not too long and that it could get tangled around the foot. Pick up any loose ends or trim a costume to keep a child from possible tripping or falling.
Oh, many's the time I tripped on my Superman and Dracula capes. I guess I was kind of a klutz. But anyway, more seriously, once the kids return home with their huge haul of candy and such,
I think it's important now for parents to dump out all the candy and to give it a good once over. And one, you're looking for are all of the candies individually wrapped and has that seal or wrapper been broken in any ways? And if it has, simply tossing those away is the best idea. It also gives you an opportunity to determine if your child does have an allergy or a peanut allergy or maybe an allergy to something else. It gives you an opportunity to look to see what is in the candy.
And a chance maybe to steal some of the stuff that we like now, right? Yeah, that's what I thought. Guilty laugh there, huh? So this is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, and have a happy and safe Halloween.